Happy Halloween, and welcome to the Home for Anime. I am your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Callie, and I figure we might go in a little bit of a different direction today because I'm feeling a bit, is the word wistful? Introspective? Let's go with introspective. So I watched this two-part OVA called Tokyo Marble Chocolate. And I'd have to say, it is one of the cutest things I have ever seen in my entire life. And it really taught me a lesson as I'm going through my interpersonal relationships, whether that be family or friends or prospective partners. It really taught me that love is really clumsy. But the plot of Tokyo Marble Chocolate, it's really neat. So you have the same story being told from two different perspectives, which is why it's a two-part OVA. So the first episode is through the eyes of a young man named Yudai. And the second episode is told through the eyes of Chizuru. Now, both of these people have a horrible, horrible track record with relationships. Yudai is just really bad at saying, I love you. And Chizuru feels like she's never really known love. So they kind of are denying themselves what they really want out of a relationship. It's sad, but in a really sweet kind of way. The first episode is through Yudai's point of view, where he is still struggling with the whole I love you thing, but he gets her a present. And the present is supposed to be a bunny, but it actually ends up being a mini donkey that is actually quite hilarious, and I trust him with my life. Hijinks and insanity ensue, and we get a conclusion from Yudai's point of view. The second episode is a bit sadder, coming from Chizuru's point of view. She has a lot of things going on, and she's essentially using this date that she has with Yudai to call things off because of her past relationships and how they've all gone downhill. And from there, he takes a phone call. She opens the box that has the mini donkey. Hijinks and insanity ensue. And we see the ending from her point of view. There's just something about not being able to express feelings that I 100% get, and really, the concept of love is something that I like to think I know something about, but at the same time, I feel like I don't fully get it. So I really get where they're both coming from. There's this huge miscommunication that they have. They're both horrible communicators, and there's a lot of baggage that comes with that, that they end up taking out on each other inadvertently. But I feel like there are a lot of people, myself included, who just don't fully get that concept. It's tough, really, to think about. It's really tough. What even is love? You damned fool. You war child. You are confused about the concept of love. You're confused about the concept of love. I know what you fear. You fear rejection and the fallout that comes with miscommunication.
and you know it is inevitable. You feign ignorance of care, respect, and adoration, which is associated with what you deem to be a sacrifice.
You do not believe you deserve care, respect, or adoration, which is associated with the affection and attention you wish to give.
Ultimately, you are selfish and a coward.
Ultimately, you are selfish.
So selfish that you stay stagnant rather than expose what is in your wretched heart.
So selfish that you will not share what your heart is screaming at you to share.
You fear the loss of something precious you have never known.
You fear the loss of something precious that you have never allowed yourself to know.
How long can you deny yourself such despair?
I really like the art style that is used in this OVA. This is something from the mid-2000s, actually, but it really looks like it could have been made maybe a few years ago. Honestly, if you told me that Production IG made this last year, I would 100% believe you, because it is just gorgeous to look at. I would say that on top of being one of the cutest anime that I've ever seen, it's also just, it feels not revolutionary, but it feels super ahead of its time in terms of animation, and the art is just, it's kind of reminiscent of March Comes in Like a Lion. And it helps that you see a lot of these characters and you see this animation going on all throughout the OVA. There are only a few moments that I'm struggling to think of, honestly, where things are completely static. There's always moving parts aside from our main characters. And I just really, really love that. It's a short runtime, and it takes place over winter, which is so strange because there's this innate warmth that I feel emanates from this OVA. I mean, it really just feels like you're wrapped in a Snuggie that has one of those electric heaters, which I don't think Snuggies typically have, but it is just so cozy, and it makes me feel good and warm on the inside.
Warmth, dear fool. Warmth, dear child. The warmth you fear, the warmth you crave, the blaze of melting fire upon not only your skin and bones, but also your heart, the comforting cradle and kindling of the hearthstone nuzzling you from the inside out, the pain you believe to be unbearable and always refuse to pursue, the comfort you want to feel you deserve, but always refuse to pursue. Why? Because of the inevitable pain and humiliation? Because of the chance you may get hurt? There is validity in this, and overt comedy, and overt sadness. The warmth that transcends time, space, gender, creed, that which I am named. How long can you deny me? How long must you deny me? How long can you deny love? How long must you deny love?
This is kind of a shorter episode, but I do just want to touch on the music a little bit. It was rejuvenating, honestly. I was enjoying the background and I was enjoying the main themes that played with each episode. There was a little bit of energy with them. It wasn't anything terribly intense. I just think it's overall really cute, and it all just comes together really well. Everything in the sound and the music department just comes together so naturally.
Symphonic discord harmony. You can swell and relish in these inward intimate moments, dear fool. You can swell and relish in these intimate moments with others, dear child. You are doomed to know me forever. You will be blessed when you come to realize what I can truly be to you and the forever that comes with me. Life cannot go on without me. Whether you embrace my ugliness or reject me altogether, I shall always remain. I hope you embrace my beauty and no longer keep me away, as I shall always remain. Ultimately, do with me what you will, but every sound, image, person, and being will be imbued with me and try to and surround you. This is my promise. This is my promise to you. I love you, precious child. Pathetic fool.
Well, I know this is a bit of a shorter episode, but like I said, even though everything is just really cute, everything honestly is so freaking adorable when it all comes together. The main concept of it being a romantic comedy where romance is evasive, where it's overall hard, and really love is hard in general, but I guess that's just something that we come to terms with. I mean, this maybe could have been a Christmas episode, but I don't know, that's kind of been bothering me a bit lately, but I have some time to sit back and reflect a little bit. When they say love is in the air, it is truly everywhere. There's no escaping it, so better get used to it. With all that being said, I hope that you have a really happy Halloween. I hope that you stay safe. And you all are just great, and I appreciate all of you, and just, I really hope for the best for all of you, and you will be hearing more from me soon. And with that, I am out.